recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father John Henderson, pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, that's a fun gospel for today. You know, as I was reflecting on the word, my focus immediately went to the word peace, peace. This very word that Jesus says, you know, if you think I've come to bring peace, you got it wrong. And so that kind of caught my attention. And I went to John 14. It says, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. But he goes on, not as the world gives, do I give it to you. The world's peace is built on no wars, everything, everyone getting along, comforts, living a life of personal pleasures. Jesus did not come to bring this kind of peace. People today, many people do not accept the true peace that Jesus offers. Jesus, as we know, is the Prince of Peace. He said to his disciples after the resurrection, peace be with you. And at every Mass, we pray for one another and we share a sign of peace. Today, however, Jesus is really making clear that we understand what this peace is really all about. And we hear, do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. When a father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter come to embrace true peace and recognize Jesus as the way, the truth, the real truth and life, then I can guarantee you there will be division in the family. It's important to make clear that Jesus is not promoting family arguments. However, I have seen in my own life major separation. When a spouse or a child decides to really follow Jesus, to embrace him and share the gospel message. I've heard a parent literally, this is a family who no one in that family was baptized. I heard a parent literally tell one of the children, you are not to get baptized. If you do, you're not going to belong to this family. Wow, those are harsh words, very difficult words. When a person embraces Jesus and lives a life of prayer, goes to Mass, follows the commandments, the Beatitudes, lives the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, I can guarantee you there will be division. There are many who take Christ's message seriously, but there are many who do not accept God's ways. I can guarantee you there will be division. Anything that runs in contradiction to the ways of the world will be difficult for some. I have to tell you an example that hit me like a ton of bricks. I was witnessing a wedding in the Grotto. And I was on my way down Sandy Boulevard, and there was this man on the corner talking, and all of a sudden, as I passed, He stopped what he was doing. He turned to me and literally lifted up one of his fingers. And I have to tell you, at that moment, our eyes met. It was the weirdest thing that I've ever experienced. And I felt evil at that moment. I felt it. And it was like it was hitting there. And then when I drove a little further, I looked back and the person was just talking to the group. I thought it was the weirdest thing, and that has haunted me, because it is there that I saw real divide, evil against good. You know, we go through this on a regular basis. We're living in the midst of division right now, and it's strong and it's real. And so when we dedicate our lives to the Lord, it conjures up this sense of really divide one from the other. And Jesus said today, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. This is the fire of divine love, the fire of truth, the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's this spirit that brings God's love. You know, after the ascension at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit appeared as flames of fire over the apostles. The Holy Spirit works in our lives, purifies us, and to mold us more fully into the image and likeness of Jesus. Jesus also said, we heard today, there's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Jesus is referring here to his passion, to his death, into which he is soon to be plunged. The love that God pours into our hearts through the Spirit is this self-emptying love revealed by Jesus on the cross. We saw even at that moment the opposition, the division, in which they put nails into his hands and to his feet for us. And Jesus stood against that opposition. The Holy Spirit is at work in our lives and will always inspire us and empower us to love in the same way, that same self-giving love, self-emptying love that Jesus has for each and every one of us. Those who follow the fire of the Holy Spirit to penetrate one's being will be changed forever, forever. You move from a stagnant couch potato to a light that shines in the darkness. You do not let your light be hidden under some bushel basket. The fire of the Holy Spirit will urge you to go to confession, will purify you, will allow you to develop a virtuous life. And that is our goal. That's where we are headed. And so let's pray for one another this day. There are those who attempt to throw water on the flames of the Holy Spirit. Division is real, and it happens when we ignore the guidance of God's truth, when we disregard God's voice. Let's pray for one another. Let's support each other and grow in the Spirit.
And that is today's homily highlight from Father John Henderson, who is the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.